Welcome everybody to the Bring It After Show. We are here to bring it to you dance style. Get your eight count ready. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. I love this song.
Always gotta have Rihanna bringing something in when it comes to dancing.
Yes. Looking at you, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome back. Hello, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to the Bring It After Show. I am your host, Howard III. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, at Howard III. Now, my lovely co-host over here. Yes. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Tamara. Remember me from last season? You can find me on Twitter, at Brown Tamara, and on Instagram, at Tamara_Blue.
Hi guys, I'm Heather. You can find me at HYSoFly on Twitter.
Yes, ooh, I love that, HYSoFly.
Thank you.
Alrighty, welcome ladies. Are you excited to talk about this Bring It On After Show?
It feels like we've never even left. This show came back quick, right guys?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like this season, I don't know if they just shoot like all year round or what goes on, but it just seems like we just left season two, like not too long ago.
I think it's the continue. It's like they like lots of shows break up seasons now in half. So this is like the second half of season three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. Season three, episode one, Team Kayla versus Team Diana. Wow, coach is going head to head.
Yes, yes, the first time they've ever split. So instead of giving the competition, they actually did it as old school style scrimmaging. Ooh, that was wild.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I was like, how is this going to turn out? Because Kayla is still kind of new as a coach, right? She's used to being the dancer.
I mean, she's like 19, you know? She's still a kid. She's doing great, though. But, like, you know, the real competition season hasn't started yet. It starts when the school season starts. So, pretty much. So this was a good warm up for them.
Yeah, I think they needed this. And plus, I just love like an old school scrimmage. Like when I was doing sports and we used to scrimmage, I just loved it. Like it brings your team together, like unity.
Totally. You know what I thought was wild? Have you guys ever noticed that? Look at the changes, right, between everybody. You see Skye come on camera, and now she's wearing makeup. Her hair is different. Even the moms. They're like, they got new features. Isn't that wild? How it shows they start to enhance each other.
I only found that for Star and Skye. They look beautiful. They've grown up. Like, they're very much maturing. They don't look like little girls anymore. Like, I totally thought that about Star and Skye. And not only just the way that they looked, but, like, so much more outgoing, and they're, like, just bigger personalities. It's the Star and Skye that I've been asking for in the first half of season three. Like, we kept getting YouTube comments that were like, stop saying that Star and Skye don't care about being on the team. And I'm like, we're starting to see them. Like, I totally get that they want to be on the team now. Like, I'm loving how much energy they have.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And speaking of, the transformations, we see as soon as this season opens, this episode opens, Mimi and,
who Mimi saw that coming?
And Tina.
Mimi and Tina, they did it together.
They look so good. Because I kind of saw they were going to do it because, I watch Atlanta Plastic and I saw them on there. But when they just reveal the body.
Yes, they look great.
Wow.
Yep. I feel like that always happens after shows become more popular. The transformations start coming and coming. And then I'm like, I wonder how that changes the show moving forward, because they come because it's raw, and then as everyone gets more glamified, is that really their life, right? Is that what reality turns into after the show?
Well, and you know what happens too, this is like peeking behind the curtain, is that because of shows like Jersey Shore, where the cast becomes celebrities in their own right afterwards, I have friends who, get asked to audition for like a reality show, and now they have to sign these crazy clauses that say things like, anything that you earn from in the next 5 years, 15% of it goes to us. Because of the fact that, if you start your own like line of, let's say, like vitamin energy drinks or something like that, because now people know who you are because of this show, the network and the production company has to get a piece of that because they're the ones that launched you. So it's like reality, reality shows launching a star, new career. It's like, This is what they're expecting now.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know anything. Did you?
No, I had no clue. I had no clue. And you know what? I'm curious because the girls are so young in this. I wonder how tight those clauses are. But I would think maybe not. Not so much. But I wonder if what percentage for the moms to be able to get plastic surgery. Yeah. I mean, Mimi, I think she got boobs and she got a butt lift, mm-hmm. right?
Well, Anaplastic was their spinoff.
Okay. So for them to get that, I was like, I wonder who's actually getting the money, right? Right. If you are that star, like, where is that money going? Because the girls didn't get anything, but they're too young, right? Yeah.
I'm sure it went. I mean, it's a reality show, so they're still probably not making money.
Right.
They're not making money off of the show. They're right. making money off of, like, the merch and everything that has come out of the show. Like, all of these side endorsements and stuff like that. That's where money's coming from, but they're probably still not making any money from Bring It, except for maybe Miss D. I don't know.
I think Coach D is making that money.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
She's definitely in on it.
Look, she fixed up the background, like where they sit now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a redo. How about that redo? But as by tens of the girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
But she should be. I mean, she should be making the money because look at what she's done for this style of dancing and getting such a following to this show and everything like that. Like, if she's making money, then she deserves it.
And I love how you can tell she's making money, but putting it back into the company. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that's just so, like, wonderful to me. She's putting it back into the kids. Like, she fixed up the viewing room.
Yeah,
and she's, you know, new costumes and blah, blah, boom. Yeah. Like, I love that. Yeah. She's giving it to the kids. And speaking of new things, Selena even has a new look herself with a little shorter wig, weave, bob thing going on.
Yeah. Totally. I loved
she looks
it.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it looked good. And I think they all stepped it up. Now they all do wear the accessories. Mm-hmm. I believe earlier in season 3, Faith's mom was the one that was like, everyone wear a jacket a necklace. And they were like, no. But now everyone's rocking a jacket. Yeah. They got a necklace. It's like, hey, the more time we get, the better looking we're going to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just loving it. Now, we go along in the season and Miss D says, hey, you know, Kayla, we're splitting this team up. You pick your top 50, we pick our top 50, and let's do this. Are we surprised at how many new girls they have? Because they have 42 new girls.
Holy
I was surprised at that.
I was surprised. I thought that would be a lot, personally. The fact that to get them up and running in the time that they did was impressive. But 42 girls, I think that's unheard of. That's the most they have ever brought up.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that was wild. That was wild.
And the popularity. And they're still promoting the babies, so that's great. Mm-hmm. 16, I think they said like 16 babies. And was it 16 babies and then 30 just new auditions.
Wow.
And but like that's the other thing, like the popularity of the show, like people, mm-hmm. like girls in the local area probably drive an hour to come and audition.
Yeah, I think it's even girls from other states are just flying now, in. Because, you know, people are competing, kind of like Abby Lee, how people would fly into her.
Yeah.
This is just crazy. Go ahead. Props to you, Miss D. So she splits up the teams 50-50, and we see the twins, Scar and Sky, you know I can't get the galaxy right. But can't
Scar,
get it together.
Like the Lion
Star
King.
Star. You know, I wasn't good with the whole galaxy. But we see the twins are finally split up, and they are just growing into their own. Like you were saying earlier, they're just so mature. Are we happy to see this growth between the twins?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. I think a lot of it has to do with perception. They see themselves on TV after this last season, and they say, okay, wait a minute, is that me? Is that who I'm portraying? So now they stepped it up. And obviously, if you can't tell from Selena, I truly believe that Selena's like, I want my girls to look fly.
I think so, too.
So she's like, let's get you some new makeup. Let's get you some outfits. So
I think so, too.
I thought that was cool. Anything that can make like individuals come out into their own is amazing. So I thought that was a cool transformation to see.
Have either of you heard? Because JJ is getting his own show too.
No.
So I don't know if that started yet. I should have looked that up before we started.
Gosh.
I don't know if it started yet. And I mean, JJ's huge personality, so of course he should. But like, maybe they've already started production on that, and that's what's made the girls kind of come out of their shell too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What is his show going to be about? Just the day in the life
of
JJ?
I think it's called like JJ's World or something like that.
Bless.
Okay. I will not be after buzzing about that part.
Okay.
No.
JJ, you're great. Your personality. He's great, but I will not be talking about that show.
I will. JJ, give me a call. We will
call
do.
Her,
we will
JJ.
Sit down right here.
No, I mean, I like JJ on this show.
Yes.
I don't know about a spinoff, but hey, get your money.
So,
to you. But I love seeing the twins' growth and then seeing Cameron and Christiana going at it as they're each their own little captains of both of these teams. Like, Cameron, I believe, is a strong captain, but Christiana is right there. She's really grown to me. I guess it's just her being a teen, or I don't know what it is, but I love Christiana breaking out of her shell.
Yeah. Yeah, I think them being besties, mm-hmm. you know, the three Smurfs or whatever it is, I think that probably made her hold back a little bit, right. But I think she's got more toed than Cameron. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah.
Totally.
Definitely. I mean, Christiana just brings it raw to me.
She does. Yeah.
I love their little, on Cameron's Instagram, the Smurfs will post these, like, dance Instagram dances just choreographed like seated, and they're so cute. I try to copy them, they don't come out as good. I post it on my Instagram, I'm like, God, I'm a dork. Look at that. Can't do it. I can't buck.
I need a bucking class too. I mean, that's what we all need to focus on, just bucking. Like, when one of you come in here, preferably Miss D, Coach D, you know, teach us a little bucking.
Please.
One, two. We need a good
teach
account.
Us the death drop.
Oh, teach them the death drop. I'm not.
You used to be a cheerleader, Heather. Can you death drop?
I cannot. So there's things I can do, like the stunt that they did, the lift, the throwing, the catching. Oh. Yes, all me. But as far as like getting my knees from being a cheerleader are totally spent.
Oh, no.
But I have to say, ever since watching the show, mm-hmm. I have still been on the hunt to find a dance studio in LA.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's talk after the show.
Yeah.
I got some recommendations.
Awesome. Ooh, awesome. Yeah. Instead of working out, I was like, how can I do that? I've also put this show on pause and tried to learn the dances myself and do that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Ooh, it's hard. I've tried, but it's hard. I grew up dancing too, but like, I can't learn. It's a style that my body just does not. I wish. I want to learn right. it. I want to figure it out. I want to crack that code, but like, yeah.
I don't know. I could just face a two-step over you. This is it. That's it. Just in my little box. But speaking of just breaking out and dancing, Star, when we see them finally get to the battlegrounds that Coach D set up, I mean, she set up the host. She had the judges, who was actually one of her friends in there before we get to Star. Her friend, what was his name one more time?
Which one? You're not talking about Tyrus, are you?
Oh, Tyrus?
Yes.
But that's not really her friend, is it?
It's like it's her friend of me. Yeah.
I was so shocked to see him on there. I literally was like, really? Because at least before, it looked like they were literally enemies. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's not as bad as like the other ones, but I loved it.
In real life, I mean, they play that up for the drama of the show, but I'm pretty sure in real life I've read things that like, they collab a lot.
That's cool. That was good.
I believe it.
That was wild. I like that she spent that much money on it. It was great that it was like a live scrimmage, but deep down, I feel that the judging was a little skewed, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. You were talking about Star. So what about Star? Tell me about Star. Tell me about Star.
So we see Star finally, Star and Sky, get their own solo. And we see them actually, before they even get to the whole stomping grounds, talking about, well, I want to tell her something. Aww. I want to tell my sister how it is, but I can't really tell her. And I just love how they're not only competing against each other, but bringing each other closer as sisters. We just see them bring it, like.
That they have a good relationship. They really do. I think that they were like, oh, you think you'll win, I'm gonna win, and that so forth. That was healthy, it was good, and I like that Selena kind of facilitated and also pushed them to compete. That was good. I think that made them flourish. I was surprised that Coach D didn't think that Kayla was actually going to use Star like she used Sky. Like, I was like, to me, it's a no-brainer. So you got one twin on one team, one twin on the other. Why would we not battle them?
I think that was fixed. I think that was a production fix, is my opinion. It's a little too coincidental that both of the twins got picked for solos. I mean, they were great. I really enjoyed seeing both of them solo and how they... Because I think I've said in the past, like, we never got to see enough of them dancing. The clip of them seeing them dance was, like, 2 seconds, so it wasn't enough to ever be, like, make a judgment on, you know, their dance ability, but like, I love this episode seeing them actually dance and like, they're good. They can bring it.
I don't know. I don't think it was staged because you hear in the other seasons where she's just like, oh, that team had twins, that team had twins. So I think it was like an on the fly. Both of them really thought, because if Coach D is saying, oh, they're not strong per se, right? Mm-hmm. Then why would she think that Kayla was going to pick Star to That's perform. True. So I don't know. I mean, that was cool, though. I think it totally just happened on the fly because there's so much in alignment, which is why they're a good coach and assistant coach.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that too. I think it just happened. Just, you know, they both saw the true talent inside them. Yeah. But I want to put it past, you know, production to be like, get the twins. You know? Like, it's all like iffy. But I just love that they both just brought it. Yeah. I love that Kayla and Coach D had their own little trash talking before Yes. You know, they're getting ready to go into the little scrimmage, and they're like, don't take it easy on me.
We talked a lot about, in the past season, we've talked a lot about how, like, they always stage these, like, coach versus coach scenes, and how we're always just like, oh, it's just so contrived, like, stop doing those things. And it was just so hilarious when they had, even though it's just Kayla, and they still had to do the, like, coach versus coach, like, face-off before the competition.
I liked it. It's so funny. I like that Coach D was even like, I like to see her get a little bit of Coach D in her. Like, she felt good. She was like, because she copped an attitude. So she was proud. I thought that was cool. I always like those coach-on-coach interactions. You know, you gotta get mad.
I think they're so cheesy.
But you know how different their styles were? That mm-hmm. shocked me. Like, right before they went out, did you notice what Kayla said to Star and what Miss or Coach D, excuse me, said to Sky, the difference.
What?
Did you guys know? So, so Coach Kayla was like, you know, Star, you're stepping up, you pushed it to the next level, I'm proud of you, you're going to do great. Coach D was, Sky, don't make me look like I made the wrong decision. Now, how much was that really like, okay, you could totally tell that was Kayla's style versus mm-hmm. Coach D's style.
Very indicative of their personality.
Yes. What'd you think about that? I thought that was wild.
I thought that's a good catch. That is a good catch.
I'm a coach. I'm like, let's look at the language here and see what the difference is.
I know. You can see with Kayla, she really takes, like she said, she likes to hear everybody else's opinion, and she takes the time, where Coach D is like, no, do it my way, do it this way, be on point. So I wonder if that's
something that changes with experience. Like, maybe when you are fresh and you're new and you're, like, optimistic when you first start. And then after years of, like, attitude, and you get tired and you get used to, you know, different routines, and then you're just like, I ain't got time for this. We're
I think you're right. I think a lot of it has to do, it's like when you're a new manager, right? You want to be open, you want to get curious, but then at times it just happens where you are fed up, you're ready to rock and roll, and you're the best, so it's like, sit down, shut up, I know what I'm doing, let's get this done. Mm-hmm. Plus, fear rules very well. I mean, if you light fear in someone, it's stronger than like, hey, kumbaya.
So as a coach, are you more like Kayla or Miss D?
I split it. I do both. Depending upon what it is. If it's relationships, then I'm a little bit, you know, more direct. Mm-hmm. And if it's empowerment, if it's personal development, self-sess, and so forth, I get curious because everyone has what it takes inside of them, which I think Kayla's like this. Everyone has what it takes to be a star, right? Mm-hmm. And it's up to us to get curious. So I do a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. But I like Coach D's style as being hard. I think that's how I was raised. That's how I was coached.
It's more, well, it's certainly more entertaining when she's hard. That's when we love her.
Right. So we finally see them get into the scrimmage, and we see, Coach D said, okay, I need one slow movement type of dance. I need one fast movement type of dance. And it's team against team. You buck, we buck, let's go. Yeah. And we finally see Kayla's team goes first, I believe. And she's like, you know, bringing it, the whole team. I personally like Coach D's team round one when they were just... they just more put together for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about it.
I think one of the moms said when they were practicing the routines, one of the moms was like, I've seen this battle before, but it's a good one. And when we saw it, I was like, I think I recognize, you know, they make no secret that they reuse a lot of choreography. So I don't know if it was like cut and paste reused choreography or if it was actually one complete battle that they have used before, but one of the moms said that, and then later when we actually saw Miss D start out, I was like, yeah, I think I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Coach D's first one too. Mm-hmm. I liked in the first stand, I think it was the fast one. I'm not sure which one was fast or medium because they all look different based than me, you know what I'm saying? I liked Coach D's in the beginning first too. The second one, I have, you know, I liked the step. When they brought the step in.
That was fun. Mama Tina, who suggested that.
Yeah. I think that's why they won. I think that's why they won the second. Because
and I love seeing Tina do it, too. Demonstrating it. I love watching them dance, the moms.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
I have not seen step since at least I've been watching it. I don't remember seeing step. Also, with the stick, everything like that, I haven't seen it. I think that's what brought that fresh, new, you know, to stand battle two.
And then we go into the call-out round where three girls, you know, they pick their three top three girls.
Loved it.
And they call each other out. Yeah. I mean, I just loved it. I think my favorite one that stuck out to me was the Christiana one and Cameron when they were going head-to-head. It was something about just I liked Cameron. Like, she kind of slowed it down, and then she started speeding it up. I mean...
Kayla got nervous. She's like, she knew that.
I loved seeing Deja's someone we haven't seen a lot of before, so it was great seeing her. I hope we see more of her. Mm-hmm. And also, was it Kinjane? I don't know if it was Canary or Kinjane who... whichever one was on Kayla's team. It was... It was Kinjane. She was making fun of Canary, like mocking her moves. That was, awesome.
That was
really fun
that
to watch.
That was a total battle. Yeah. Total. I loved it. I thought that it was good, clean fun after when they were hugging and everyone came together and so forth, too. I thought that was good. That was healthy. That was good.
They're just a great team. And were we shocked that Kayla's team took it on, like took the whole battle in general? Yes. Did we think Ms. D was going to win?
I did. I did.
I didn't know. I went into the battle with an open mind and an open heart. And I, whoever was going to win.
I thought she would win just because. But then again, I have to say on the flip side, because it was Kayla and Tyrus was there, I don't care if they're friends or not. I was like, I think he wants Kayla to win, period, point blank.
I'm so glad Tyrus was there. I love him.
Surprised. I was actually expecting Coach D to also have more energy behind that loss.
Right.
But that whole, like, you know what? I'm proud overall because this is my team. You know, I built this. Kayla's a part of me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that I've seen that from her until this episode. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think she was really, Coach D was really like, I love Kayla because I built
She's
this baby.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, she said that at the end. It's like, how can I really be mad if I pretty much built her?
Yeah.
So it's like, totally. She still wins.
Yeah. And like, remember at the first half of the season, when one of the battles when she let Kayla choreograph?
Yes.
And then kind of, like, she gave Kayla the reins totally, but then was just like, I got to take it back a little bit, and, like, kind of jumped in and started to choreograph herself. Like, maybe this is to indicate that, like, now she's trusting Kayla more and moving forward when they actually get into the competition season. Like, maybe now, you know, she'll let Kayla, you know, choreograph and fully just jump in there and trust her to do it herself now.
Mm-hmm,
or maybe Kayla's going to jump out and start her own squad.
I see it coming, but like, yeah, way down the line. Not anytime soon. I don't know.
What if those producers get in and are like, here's some extra cash. Get your own show. Call some conflict.
That's true.
If JJ's got a spinoff, come on.
I know.
Kayla, I'd love to see Kayla.
I would too.
Coach D, don't get mad. Don't get mad about that.
Keeping up with Kayla on Lifetime.
Stepping it out with Kayla. So go ahead, girl.
Comment what you think Kayla's spinoff show would be called.
Definitely. Oh my gosh.
We're planting a seed. We're planting a seed now for that.
You're welcome, Kayla. Anyway, so let's get into some predictions of what this season might hold up. Can we get a little? Ooh, I love this.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let me hone in. So, as before, I see Kayla with her own squad. I see her stepping up, taking half the team because they were so excited to get out of that place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction. It's coming, and it's coming by the end of this season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I say that if that happens, I wonder if Kayla's going to take over Miss D's other studio. Like, is she grooming Kayla? Because, you know, she's opened the second studio now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Burlington. I think that's where it is.
I don't even know.
Is that what you're seeing that?
So I'm saying, well, she already has a second studio open. So maybe Kayla's going to take over. At the end of this season, she's going to be like, that's Kayla's studio now. Like,
same team?
Not like give it to her, but like Kayla's going to like manage and run that studio. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I predict this season is really just going to be fire. Like, I can see, towards the end of the season, Kayla getting them announcing her spinoff. But I can also see this season is just going to be a lot more fights. When we saw the little glimpse of next, like, this season to come, I predict there's going to be a lot of fist fights, which we've never really seen, but in the little clips, it's going to go down.
Well, again, like we were talking about how the success of the show has just grown tenfold. So, like, we saw that little clip of, like, there's, like, a parent or, like, fan interference at one of the competitions. So let's see how crazy things get. I'm sure one of our fans will let us know ahead of time because they're really good about, you guys are really good about, you know, giving us the lowdown when it actually happens. before it airs. So keep on keeping on, guys. Let us know. We love that. We love your tips.
Yeah, we definitely do. And this season is just going to be wonderful. I can't wait for the bucking.
Yeah.
Just buck or die. So. Well, everybody, so that's it for our after show. We hope you enjoyed it. Of course, we want to hear your comments. So, of course, watch us on YouTube/AfterBuzz TV. You can tweet us all. Use the hashtag ABTV. Bring it so we can see what you guys have to say. And, of course, you know, you can always follow us, the wonderful host of the AfterBuzz show. So, Heather, tell them where you can find them.
At HYSOFLY on Twitter, at HYSOFLY26 on Instagram. DD4L.
DD4L.
I'm Tamara. You can find me on Instagram at Tamara_blue. And keep sending me those behind-the-scenes videos.
Yes, definitely. And I am Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.